Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
38475.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Priscilla Franks.
Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
250 Birdie Lane, Olive Hill, Tennessee.
All right. Thank you. I've located this account for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better.
No. That's not it. It said it was an advertisement from Walmart, and it said that they were giving away so many of the KitchenAid mixers, and if you answer four questions, and then you pick two different boxes, one was empty and one had a mixer. And then it said for $2 that the KitchenAid mixer would be shipped to my address.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now,
congratulations, you're a winner. Is that right or not?
All right. It does look like it was in participation with a survey or a sweepstakes winning for the mixer. In those terms and conditions.
It didn't say that. It didn't say a survey. It didn't say a sweepstakes. It says congratulations. Well, okay. But this meal planning thing, what's being charged to my credit card?
All right, this is $59.89.
Cancel right now. That's not my credit card. I borrowed it from my daughter because of this was a $2 thing for this to be shipped to me. I knew it wasn't what it said it was. I shouldn't have done this. I want it canceled. I want that stopped right now. I can't afford that.
I would like to offer you this at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, ma'am. I can't right now. Mm-hmm. I draw Social Security disability. I only draw $379 a month. I can't afford this. I knew better than to do this.
I have canceled the account to prevent any further charges. I've also voided that charge of $59.89. You should see that charge void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. And whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay. Can you send me an email showing me that that has been canceled?
All right. You should receive the email in the next 24 to 48 hours. It'll be coming from the corporate office. I want to make sure I have a good contact email. JJJ4Grand@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Hang on.
What was that balance? 50 some, 50 what? 59?
59.89.
Okay. And that is canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So hang on 1 second.
I mean, what was the $2 for?
I don't provide customer support for those various items that are offered, but you pick a gift and they require the shipping and handling. But in those terms, so I assume the $2 may be for the shipping and handling, but in those terms and conditions, it explains that this is also for a meal planning app. Okay. All right. I've got that email coming to you in 24 to 48 hours. And I have the account canceled. That charge has been voided. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. But now, will that when she gets her statement on her credit card, will it show that?
No.
Did it even go through?
Yeah. You won't even see the charge. It'll cancel itself out.
Okay.
You won't see the transaction at all.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I just misunderstood or didn't read it very thoroughly. So.
No problem. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.